The political crisis in Ivory Coast continues, with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warning that the country faces a real risk of return to civil war, and noting that UN peacekeepers will face a critical situation in the coming days unless Laurent Gbagbo removes a blockade around his opponent's headquarters. The United Nations and other world leaders recognize Alassane Ouattara as the winner of last month's disputed presidential election. Gbagbo, the incumbent who refuses to acknowledge defeat and leave the presidency, has forces surrounding the building where his rival is based. Meanwhile, attention is also focusing on the humanitarian situation, with the UN saying that people inside are not getting needed medication and that delivery of food and water has also been hampered. Lydia O'Kane spoke to media officer for Ivory Coast with the International Committee of the Red Cross, Stephen Anderson.
We believe it's important that that all sides are aware of prevailing rules of the basic humanitarian principles. In particular, we see it's very important that the people injured are respected, that they have the possibility to be treated on the spot and evacuated to hospitals if need be. So that has been pretty much the focus we've been having in the past days.
Aid agencies, including the United Nations, have been saying that people inside Ivory Coast are not getting needed medication and that the delivery of food and water has also been hampered. Has the ICRC been finding that as well?
Well, in general, we have been able to proceed in our work treating injured people. So that's a job that is done mainly by the National Society of the Red Cross, Croix-Rouge de Côte d'Ivoire, and also of being able to evacuate people to the hospitals. So, of course, it's very important that medical treatment can be given to any injured person according to its needs without any distinction. That's a definite point. As for the other issues, for now we are monitoring the situation, any other needs of the people, and we would do our best to respond to those needs, depending on the evolution of the situation, of course.
I mean, have you found that the deteriorating security situation has hampered your efforts at all?
For now, we can say that we have a good acceptance to be able to work with the focus I mentioned before on medical evacuations and treatment. So this so far is something that we can highlight, that we have not seen our work hampered, really, and the parties involved are actually respecting our work, and that's very important, and it's very important that it continues this way, and this is one of our key messages to them as well.
It would also seem that people are being, well, displaced from their houses. We're hearing reports of people fleeing Ivory Coast and actually heading in towards Liberia.
Yes, these are informations that we also have, and actually we have had as well some evaluations along the border of Liberia, just beyond Ivory Coast. And our delegation there in Liberia, together with the National Red Cross Society of Liberia, is monitoring the situation and the needs of these people, which may be related to reestablishing family links, as well as possibly water, support for water and habitat. So this is being monitored as we speak, basically.
From the ICRC being in Ivory Coast, what are the structures like? Is it a country that doesn't have proper structures, or is it a country that, from what's been happening now, has become, because of the political situation, has become unstable?
Of course, there is a prevailing instability, but the structures, for example, if we talk about hospitals or health structures, I mean, they're functioning, they're there, and we definitely work with them, and we'll continue to work with them, of course. And it's important that we can have this these conditions. So for now, we're not yet or not at all in a situation where structures are really affected direly by the situation. So this is still all right, I would say.